Well, the large offset indicates that it's off frequency, and you got to compensate with the offset. So you could probably fix that if you just somebody that's got some calibrated test equipment. You could. I know the 878. I forget what it is. There's a menu setting where you can adjust the internal oscillator and get it on freak. I had the same problem with my 878. It was a little flaky on my, and I had multiple radios that I would run with the hotspot, so I couldn't adjust the offset because I would then kill the other radio. So I got the radio back on frequency. So that you can solve that. I don't know if it'll solve all your problems, but it can solve some. As far as the transmitting on its own or dropping when you're pushing, you know, push to talk, that's an issue. So yes, maybe you got a lemon, you know, who knows? But I have not heard those kind of complaints from the other people I know that have them. So maybe, like I said, maybe you just got a lemon, and I don't know if you necessarily have to, you know, throw the whole. You know, maybe if they get you a replacement, be all good. And I was actually on the air, or I was actually listening, I should say, back when you were having that key up. In fact, I saw it and go, who the heck's that? Because I didn't have the alias in my XPR. And then it did it again. And then I was going to go to radio ID and see what it was to see if I could, you know, zip you an email and say, hey, radio's keying up. And somebody else jumped in and had the alias and told you. And I heard you working it out. But, yeah, I remember listening to that the other day.